This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get Salon Pass pain relief patches. In the green box with a blue wave.
Victoria, Dougie's out today. He'll be back in a little bit later on, but he's coming back into town from a funeral that he had to attend this weekend, ladies. In the meantime, you have Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen holding down the fort, and we'll be joined by Dougie in moments. But, ladies, first, we're back in the saddle. It's Monday again. I don't want to cry, but how was the weekend? Everybody have a good one?
Yeah, can't complain. I mean, didn't really do a whole lot. Brunch is now taking up pretty much all of Sunday now in our world. So, and I'm paying for it a little bit this morning. But yeah, other than that, it was great.
How was your weekend?
Mine was good. Yeah, I did hear from Victoria about 2 p.m. yesterday saying she was going to brunch, which to me, I didn't realize that that's when brunch started. So I can
imagine. Brunch starts around
between
1 and 3.
That would take out the rest of your Sunday afternoon. But yeah, I went to a hockey game for the Caps on Friday night with my dad, and I've been trying to go to a hockey game with him for the last, like, 2 years, and it's just never worked out. So I was that was a ton of fun. We were in the very, very top of the nosebleeds. Like, we were literally against the wall, but we had a great view. It was just a pain in the butt getting up to the seats. and then I went to University of Maryland, had their last, like, home football game besides Thanksgiving weekend on Saturday. And I don't really care about football, but it's a bunch of my friends have a tailgate every weekend. So it was fun to go and hang out with them and freeze my butt off all day.
Yeah,
because
right.
It was about
cold weather.
It was about 25, 30, 35 degrees that morning. So, lots of coats and scarves and hats and all that. And I think it's supposed to be a little bit warmer this week, so I'm excited about, like, 50-degree weather.
I know, right?
Lots of coats and scarves in L.A., too. It was 65 degrees, so, you
girls are wearing
All the Hollywood girls are wearing their UGG boots. You know, they're ready to go with their little faux fur parkas and everything. I had a good weekend, too. I decided to immerse myself in the holiday spirit, so I went to the mall, and the trees are up, and the decorations are going, and Estee Lauder has their holiday gift out, so it must be Christmas. Well, you can always tell.
When do you do your tree? Do you typically wait?
I usually do a Thanksgiving weekend, like after Thanksgiving. I think otherwise it's a little bit of overkill, but and that's probably, I have a big party coming up this weekend. My dad's having his birthday, and I always throw a big party along. And it takes up a lot of time. So even though I might put it up this next coming weekend, I'll be waiting till Thanksgiving, which will be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff in the news. It is not Christmas for Louis C.K. Louis C.K.'s run on FX is officially over. The network and the production studio officially ended their association with him on Friday. But Louis C.K. did something that I think is particularly smart. He came out after just about, 24 to 48 hours of his sexual accusations coming out and admitted that they were right, that he was caught, that he was guilty of this sexual misconduct. He will no longer serve as executive producer or receive compensation on any of the four shows that FX was producing with him. Those are Better Things, Baskets, One Mississippi, and The Cops. Now is not the time for him to make television shows, according to the network. They say it's time for him to honestly address the women who have come forth to speak about their painful experiences, a process which he began on Friday with his public statement. There were five women, including comedians Dana Min Goodman and Julia Wolof, who accused the star of harassment in an expose published by the New York Times. They seem to be at the head of most of these stories. That came out on Thursday. In the wake of the news, his film, it was an independent film called I Love You, Daddy, which was set to premiere on November 17th, was dropped, and HBO also severed all ties with him. In a statement Louis C.K. put out on Friday, he said, quote, "The power I had over these women is that they admired me, and I wielded that power irresponsibly. I've been remorseful of my actions, and I've tried to learn from them and run from them. Now I'm aware of the extent of the impact of my actions." So you don't hear an apology in that statement, but definitely he accepted the fact that he did indeed use his power as a Hollywood star inappropriately. Do you think that this is enough, Victoria and Kara?
You know, I think right now everyone who has anything to do with these sexual assault and sexual harassment cases is getting dropped immediately by networks. Networks are so terrified, and you can see that reaction. I mean, Netflix did it with Kevin Spacey. FX and HBO have literally dumped him immediately. His agent or his publicist has resigned. I mean, people are so, it's like a hot potato at this point in Hollywood. No one wants to touch any of this. I think once this dies down, the people who handle it the right way, I think, can come back. And then the people who, I don't know, like you said, Jen, there isn't a whole lot of an apology in this that I'm getting to from Louis C.K., and he issued a very lengthy statement, more kind of explaining his thought process rather than actually, you know, saying, "I'm so sorry and I can't believe that this happened." He did apologize to his, I think he has two children and an ex-wife, and he did say he, you know, he obviously has embarrassed all of them and he's sorry about that. But it'll be interesting to see where this goes, if he can really rehab his image. I mean, he is the guy. You know, even SNL made a joke about it. He is the guy who's been literally joking about this type of behavior in his act. So it's, I mean, it's not really that surprising that it came from a true place. But I don't know. I mean, he's not a sex addict, I don't think. So I don't think he's going to go down that road like a Harvey Weinstein and go to rehab. But I'm not really sure. Maybe therapy, I guess. You can talk about.
Why do men think that women want to see it? I mean, this is another example of him not necessarily. I mean, look, I'm not trying to downplay anybody's claims. But this is not him, like, trying to rape someone. This is not him even attempting to touch someone. This is him just wanting to show it to somebody. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of men who just think that women want to see it all the time. And I don't.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
I don't understand either, because women talk about this all the time with unsolicited pictures that men send out, like to random women on Instagram and social media. And I've never known a woman who wanted to see a random stranger's genitalia.
I mean,
I don't know.
It must be some form of exhibitionism, right? Like flashers in trench coats?
I guess so, but...
Since Doug's not here, I'll tell you, I actually went out I was dating someone who admitted to me that he used to compete in pageants of that nature.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, check please. And that ended, like, our whole relationship.
Those exist?
I've never heard of that.
Is that crazy?
Yes.
Is there, like, a similar thing for women? I've never heard of that for anyone.
That's just a beauty pageant.
I guess so. But, you know, talking about SNL, I watched over the weekend, just because I was kind of interested to see how Taylor Swift's performances went. But Tiffany Haddish was hosting it.
She was hilarious.
She made basically the same joke in her monologue, where she said, "I've got a tip for guys. And if a woman is completely dressed, then don't pull your thing out."
Yeah.
Like, wait until she doesn't have any clothes on and she, you know, it's obviously going to go somewhere, and then you can take your pants off. Right. But while she's still fully dressed, don't take your pants off. Don't unzip them. Keep them on. And I'm like, yep, that's a pretty basic tip.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's just, it is so bizarre, the difference. You know, we find all the time, especially on this program, Doug is so sensitive to the differences between men and women and the sensibilities of each gender. And this man, this is one of those things. Anyway, all right, the latest accusation of sexual assault in Hollywood. This one might surprise you. Yeah. I think it might. We'll tell you who it is next. It's 15 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, the latest sexual allegations coming out over the weekend. It is a DJ V show. Doug is out today. He'll be back. He's at a funeral, and he'll be joining us a little later on today. And, of course, he'll be back in full force tomorrow. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen holding down the fort. George Takei is the latest, or maybe Takei. I think that's how he says it, but William Shatner ruined his life by calling him George Takei for a long time. So we'll go with his pronunciation. George Takei has denied sexual assault allegations made against him by a former model, a guy named Scott Brunton. Brunton alleged in an interview with The Hollywood Reporter that was published last Friday that the actor groped him while hanging out at his condo back in 1981. The Hollywood Reporter noted that they had spoken to four longtime friends of Brunton who said he had confided in them about the alleged encounter. That matters so much because when you have these allegations that are coming out 20, 30, 40 years later, you want to make sure that there's like a corroborated story and that this isn't just the trendy thing to kind of shout out to get some attention. So he's been telling friends all along that this happened back in 1981. George Takei addressed the accusations on Saturday by tweeting, quote, "I'm writing to respond to the accusations made by Scott Brunton. I want to assure you all that I am as shocked and bewildered at these claims as you must feel reading them. The events he describes back in the 1980s simply did not occur, and I do not know why he has claimed them now." He continued on, "I have racked my brain to ask if I remember Mr. Brunton, and I cannot say I do, but I do take these claims very seriously, and I wanted to provide my response thoughtfully and not out of the moment. Right now," he said, "it is a he said situation over alleged events nearly 40 years ago, but those that know me understand that non-consensual acts are so anti-ethical to my values and my practices. The very idea that someone would accuse me of this is quite personally painful." So he came out right away, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And gave a thoughtful response, which is a little different than we've been seeing from, it's not what we saw from Louis C.K. Certainly, he came out later and finally said, yeah, you caught me. Kevin Spacey said, well, maybe it happened, I might have been drunk, or something to that effect. And this seems to me, I mean, I kind of think I might believe George Takei. I don't know.
I feel like I believe him too. That makes the second person in all of this that I actually believe, Jeremy Piven and George Takei. I do believe both of them. There are going to be some people who are unfortunately going to, you know, glom onto all of this and try to get 15 minutes of fame. And the Ed Westwick thing is still weird to me. That's the actor from Gossip Girl who's accused of rape by two different women. Their stories are so similar, even the wording is similar. It almost makes me feel like it's a copycat kind of situation.
Right.
But this is just, it's like an epidemic now.
It sure is, and everything that you see in the newspapers over the weekend is how much...
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Underwood.
I can hear those echoes in the wind.
Carrie Underwood, who had a great week last week, sadly did not finish things off in the right way. She was the host of the CMA Awards, and boy, I watched them over the weekend, ladies. I DVR'd them, and she and Brad Paisley have this thing down. I mean, they do an incredibly good job. Not only did they have a tough task because they paid tribute to the shooting victims in Las Vegas at that Route 91 Harvest Festival, but they had some fun. I mean, it wasn't just all sad. It wasn't all happy. They did a great job sort of blending in an outstanding performance of hosting 10 years in a row. And I'm sure she wanted to finish out the week in a, you know, maybe celebrating, certainly not by falling. And that's unfortunately what Carrie Underwood did. She took a hard fall on the steps outside her home on Friday night. She was treated at the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries, but she had a broken wrist. She had some cuts and abrasions. And due to her injury, Carrie Underwood was unable to play the Country Rising benefit concert Sunday night at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. In addition to Carrie Underwood, other artists on the lineup included George Strait, Jason Aldean, this was a who's who, Sam Hunt, Dierks Bentley, Chris Stapleton, Lady Antebellum, Little Big Town, Martina McBride, Reba McEntire, and Keith Urban. Mike Fisher, who is Carrie Underwood's husband, traveled back to Nashville overnight to be with her. She's since been released from the hospital. A statement from her people said that her recovery will take some time, and that the singer appreciates all prayers and well wishes. Proceeds from that benefit she missed went to the victims of the Las Vegas shooting and hurricane victims in Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and the Caribbean islands. So good thoughts to Carrie Underwood for a speedy recovery. That can be pretty scary.
Well, she's got two little kids, too, right?
Yeah, she's tough to be a mom
with little ones, you know, and a broken
running
wrist.
Around. Exactly. Yeah. You can't grab them by the ear when your wrist is broken. All right, also going on in music news, Fleetwood Mac getting some attention. Victoria, what's going on? Music Cares tribute, huh?
Yes, 2018 Music Cares Person of the Year is actually going for the first time to a group, and it's going to be Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac's being honored because of all of their charity and different philanthropic endeavors over the years. And so it's got a really cool mix of artists who are going to be paying tribute to Fleetwood Mac. Lord, Harry Styles, John Legend, Haim, the band, One Republic, and Keith Urban. That's a very eclectic mix.
That's a great mix. That's fun.
Yeah. So Music Cares said Fleetwood Mac will be celebrated for their extraordinary creative accomplishments and significant charitable work. And proceeds from this charitable event of Music Cares is it basically ensures all music people have a place to turn in times of financial, medical, and personal need. So these are like studio musicians and the people, you know, engineers and things like that, like the unsung heroes of music business. Past Music Cares People of the Year have included Tony Bennett, Bono, Natalie Cole, Gloria Estefan, Aretha Franklin, Elton John, long list of luminaries. And so this year, the ceremony will take place at Radio City Music Hall on Friday, January 26th, and I believe you can actually buy tickets for that if you want to go see the whole show.
That would be a fun one. That's happening in New York City. You might want to go and
I might do that.
That's
true. I didn't think about that. I never think about my press pass, but yes, you're right.
You should try to dust that thing off. I mean, that's quite the lineup. That'll be a lot of fun. All right, some good tributes over the weekend for country music. Of course, this one coming up, and good thoughts going to Carrie Underwood. It's music news at 28 minutes past on the DJV Show.
Fly at the same time. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once there was a group of birds who learned how to work together when the hunter threw his net over them. They would fly off in sync and be saved. But then one day, one bird accidentally stepped on another bird, and the one who was stepped on was so angry that he began to argue with the other, even though the other one tried to apologize. Soon, birds began to take sides, so that by the time the hunter threw his net on the birds again, and the one side suggested that they all fly off together, those from the other side said, "No, you fly off first." But the other side just argued. They all argued, in fact. That is, until the hunter easily caught them in his net. When you don't work with others to solve anger, you're in the mess of anger with them. To learn to fly at the same time with the people in your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes.
Oh, hold on.
Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
Hey, really?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Down to the minute, that is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Here on the DJV show. Doug is at a funeral today. He will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, ladies, we've got Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. You can follow us all on Twitter at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, all on Twitter. And you can follow the show, DJV show, on Twitter and on Facebook. And we've got a brand new website, which, just for the record, is pretty darn cool looking. You can get podcasts and see all kinds of information at DJVshow.com. I live in California. Victoria's in New York. Kara's in Washington, D.C. Yet together we get together in this virtual room every day, along with Dougie, who most of the time is in Framingham, which is just outside of Boston. But ladies, as your official California resident, I feel that it is my duty to tell you that Disneyland had some big problems this weekend. Mm-hmm. Disneyland had to shut down some of their AC coolers because of Legionnaire's disease. It was shut down two cooling towers at the park following an outbreak of Legionnaire's. And according to Orange County health officials, they said 9 people who visited Anaheim's theme park in September developed the disease. 3 additional people who had been to Anaheim but not to Disneyland got sick too, because this stuff is not just contained. Very hard to get under wraps. One patient who had not visited the park and had additional health issues actually died. The 12 patients are between 52 and 94. 10 of them were hospitalized. CNN reached out to Disneyland to get a comment, but they had not heard back yet, although Disneyland did release a statement confirming that this did happen there at the park. Legionnaire's disease is a severe form of pneumonia caused by Legionella bacteria, which is sometimes found in water systems. It's contracted by breathing mist from the water that contains it, and the source of the mist can be air conditioning units in large facilities, showers, even hot tubs. It's not contagious between humans, but once this gets into systems, it really does spread quite easily. Disneyland took the towers out of service on November 1st and told the health agency it had performed additional disinfecting and testing. It brought the towers back into service on November 5th, but 2 days later they were taken out of service again. Health officials subsequently issued an order that the towers remain shut down until they're verified to be freed from contamination, and those results will not be known for 2 weeks. This has to put a damper on your plans. You're spending a lot of money to go to Disneyland. The price now, I think, for my annual pass is like $600 to get an annual pass to go to this park. Maybe $400 or $500. I don't know. I think my dad and I got our annual pass, and there was some special promotion going on. But literally, if you're a family of four, you are easily spending $1,000 just to go for a day to Disneyland, and you have to deal with these health concerns. That can't be great PR for a park like Disneyland that promotes it being sort of like a fantasy world. When you walk in, no one wants to walk out with pneumonia.
Right. And, you know, there was a couple years ago, there were a lot of cases of Legionnaire's disease in at least in the New York and New Jersey area with AC units in large companies and warehouses and things like that. If they don't clean out that ductwork, builds up mildew and mold and stuff, and then that's, I think, how the bacteria spreads through the cooling units, like through the AC units, and people were, you know, coughing and not breathing well, and it became a really big deal. So to have Disneyland with so many people walking through every day, it's really scary.
Yeah, I don't know. The last time I heard about Legionnaire's disease, and this is disgusting, but it was in downtown L.A., locally here for me where I live, and it was in a group of apartment buildings where everybody was getting sick, and it turned out that this is how they found out. I don't know if you guys remember this story, but someone had actually murdered someone and dumped him into this water tank, which was making the whole building sick in downtown L.A., and they finally found this person. I mean, it was really horrible, but I think I remember one of the hotels in Vegas also had this happen, didn't they?
You know what? You're right. I think there was a casino that had something similar happen, yeah.
All right. In other destination news, Tiffany's is a big destination, especially when you go to New York City. You want to go to the big Tiffany store. And, of course, holiday season just around the corner for New Yorkers. People will be dumping themselves onto New York City to see how beautiful it is at Christmas time. And just in time for that, fans of Breakfast at Tiffany's can finally make their dreams come true and enjoy breakfast at Tiffany's. Tiffany and Company opened the doors to its new eatery. It's called the Blue Box Cafe for its customers on Friday. It's on the fourth floor of its big flagship store in New York City on Fifth Avenue. The cafe is the company's first leap into the retail dining concept, and it will also house their new luxury and home accessories collection. The iconic Tiffany blue can be found all throughout the space and around the decor in the cafe. The Blue Box Cafe will serve American classics for breakfast and lunch. It will also offer tea service. That's what I would do. The breakfast menu items include truffle eggs and avocado toast. And for lunch, customers can enjoy a Charles Lewis Tiffany Club chicken sandwich and the Fifth Avenue salad, which is made from lobster and avocado. The simple menu will change each season, and the company says the dishes will be prepared fresh with regionally sourced ingredients. And the Blue Box Cafe will be open during regular store hours Monday through Saturday from 10 to 7 and 12 to 6 on Sunday. Victoria, you are a New Yorker. Will you go check this out?
I will absolutely be checking this out.
That's awesome. I'd be so
I know.
There. And you know, it's
I feel
so
like we've never met in person. This would be a perfect place for us
to
throw in some champagne or some wine. I mean, absolutely. And you know that they're going to. So, yeah, I think this is a great move for Tiffany's. You know, Tiffany's had a rough year last year during the holidays because it's right. It literally is right next door to Trump Tower. And so a lot of Trump Tower was blocked off because Melania was still living there with Barron. And so a lot of Fifth Avenue was on lockdown. And then there were a lot of protests. And it just was a rough time for any of the retail stores that are right there on that section of Fifth Avenue. And so I think this is going to be a huge draw for Tiffany's. I think the line's going to be out the door. And I think it's great. And I've seen pictures of the dining room. It is beautiful. It is absolutely gorgeous. So I think it's a smart move for Tiffany's.
I do, too. I mean, you have so many people that just stand outside on the street and kind of peer into Tiffany's, and you know they want that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Really smart for a brand that I think they said was suffering a little bit over the last year or two. They've had a little bit of financial drop in profits. Mm-hmm. And so this is a good way to bring people back in, and you get them happy with some brunch or some lunch, and they're going to stay there and shop, even if it's just on some of the low-end items that, I mean, nothing at Tiffany's is low-end, but even if it's someone saying, oh, right, I have to memorialize this with a keychain or a bracelet or something like that. Those are
That
Tiffany, I think, they'll benefit from. So lots of fun. I think we should definitely plan a trip. I'm excited. The Blue Box Cafe at Tiffany's. Breakfast at Tiffany's, finally. All right. O.J. Simpson just cannot stay out of trouble. He's been banned from a Las Vegas hotel. We'll give you the story next. It's 41 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. We both know going to Office Depot Office Max for 50% off print services is super smart. And your biz could use an Epson printer for $70 off. Now $79.99 plus 50% off signs and banners. Oh, you deserve this. So let's go. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 11/18. Limit one. Get 50% off coupon in store or visit officedepot.com/save.
Boost our medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 minutes past the hour, the DJV Show. It's not the DJVO show, because OJ is in trouble all the time. Poor O. I don't know. There's like this shred of sympathy, and I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe it's a Monday, and I'm just feeling a little, you know, I'm in a good mood still. The week hasn't slapped me in the face yet. But OJ Simpson has been banned from a Las Vegas hotel, the Cosmopolitan, to be exact. And this happened last Wednesday, but word is just starting to spread out over the weekend. There are conflicting reports about whether OJ was drunk at the time that he was kicked out of the hotel, which would be a parole violation. According to the terms of his parole, he can consume alcohol, but he can't get drunk. His attorney is Malcolm Laverne. And he confirmed that Simpson received a trespass notice from the Cosmopolitan Hotel and Casino. That means he's been banned from that property. Cosmopolitan exercised its right to issue a trespass notice. Any private property in Nevada has a right to tell any person that you are trespassing, and please don't come back if you're subject to misdemeanor arrest. Laverne denied that OJ had been intoxicated while at the Cosmopolitan on the Vegas Strip. Simpson now lives in Vegas because Florida wouldn't take him. He contacted his parole officer on Thursday, and he underwent drug and alcohol tests, which were negative, according to his attorney. TMZ released a story that said Simpson was angry at hotel staff, and he broke glasses at the bar at the Cosmopolitan. Security showed up and asked him to leave. They removed him from the hotel. He apparently cooperated with security guards. Us Magazine quoted a source who had a similar perspective, saying it wasn't the biggest scuffle, but he did cause a scene, and it was clear to everyone around him that he was very intoxicated. But KBC in Las Vegas is reporting that according to a witness account, OJ was not drunk, and that even though others in his party drank wine, he abstained. I don't know, ladies. I mean, this could be big problems for him. This is more than just a tabloid story. This could mean him going back to prison if he violates his parole. If he reported it right away to his lawyer and he underwent alcohol and drug testing, well, then I guess the proof is in that pudding.
This is, you know, I'm with you, Jen. I don't know if it's just because it's Monday morning and my resistance is low, but I kind of feel a little bit sorry for him. And this is insane to say, like, when you think about, you know, what everyone believes he did. I mean, it's crazy.
I believe he did. I mean, I do think that he probably got away with murder, at least.
And I do, too. I do, too. And I don't know why I feel sorry for him now. It's so crazy. I don't know. Maybe because the rest of the world is just upside down right now, and it just, this is some, I don't know. I don't know the explanation for it, but in some weird way, I did, when I first saw this breaking over the weekend, I did kind of feel sorry for OJ, and I don't know what that means.
I don't feel sorry for him is that he knows that people are going to be looking at him and that they're going to be waiting for him to screw up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no matter if he's drinking or not, hanging out at a bar at the Cosmopolitan is probably not the best, because if somebody,
right.
I mean, I'm going to be at Vegas in a couple weeks. If I'm walking through a casino and I see OJ Simpson sitting in a bar, I'm going to sit there and wait and look. I mean, he's very recognizable. I mean, there's no way that you would ignore it. And people are always going to be looking at him to make trouble. So wouldn't it be easier if he just stayed out of those situations, if he just sort of backed out of the public light? I mean, that's, like, go to Ralph's, you know, walk around a grocery store, be seen there. But being seen in a Vegas bar, it just doesn't bode well for him, I don't
right.
think. So make some good choices, and maybe he'll be out of these headlines. I don't know. So we'll see what happens with OJ. I don't think he's in any trouble yet for violating his parole, but we'll see. OJ. Speaking of Las Vegas, ladies, I'll be headed there in just a few weeks, and we will have to, you know, I had a conversation with my dad over the weekend. He's going to be going as well. This is for a family trip with my uncle, and we're going to be seeing Brooks and Dunn and Reba McEntire. And my dad said, gosh, are we really going to try to stay on the strip? There are so many people that I can't imagine, it's just my dad, that are very reluctant to want to go back to Las Vegas after that shooting. In fact, when I was looking for hotel rooms on the strip, you can stay at Mandalay Bay for $63 a night on a
Whoa.
Weekend. That is unheard of. The Venetian's like $107 a night on a weekend in Las Vegas. You're talking about hotel rooms that it would be a good deal to get them for about $300 for a Friday or Saturday night, especially during the holiday season when people are coming into town. Vegas tourism has got to be suffering because of this shooter, and really because I think of the cover-up and the lack of transparency that's come from this investigation, both from the FBI and from local law enforcement in Vegas.
Do you think the Mandalay Bay at this point is just going to have to rebrand? Because who wants
that's
to stay there?
All along.
you know? I mean, who wants to be there anymore? It's just, you couldn't pay me to stay at that hotel. And I'm sure there's nothing wrong with the hotel, but yeah, that's, oh.
I mean, it's a beautiful hotel, $63 a night for that on a Friday or Saturday night in December. Pretty unbelievable stuff. All right, it is the DJ V Show starting off the week, 50 minutes past the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast, or your money back.
It's Tech Talk time on the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie out today, the ladies in charge. And Victoria, this is all about you. You are our tech guru, and you can follow our hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Tech Talk. Also, check us out online, DJ V Show. And, of course, you can follow our program on Twitter as well, at DJ V Show, along with the ladies, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, and at C. Schillen. Now, speaking of Twitter, this one's heartbreaking because I don't have the little blue check mark, and I was hoping to get one. Twitter suspends the blue check mark verifications, Victoria. Why? What's going on?
Well, they said their system for verifying accounts is broken, and so now they're actually halting giving out the little blue verified check mark at all. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do next. The company announced just before the weekend that they're pausing all of the general verifications because of confusion over the policy. Now, this kind of started because Twitter authenticated an account belonging to the man who organized this summer's white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, which, of course, ended with the one with the woman being killed. And so critics attacked Twitter, saying that they gave credibility and significance to white nationalism by verifying their Twitter account. And so the Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said verification was meant to authenticate identity and voice, but it is interpreted as an endorsement or an indicator of importance. We recognize that we have created this confusion. We need to resolve it. And he basically said that we realized a long time ago the system's broken and we failed to do anything about it. And he basically on Twitter was apologizing for all that. And I mean, it's, you know, it's, these are such tough times for all social media platforms. You know, do you, by verifying that white nationalist, yes, it does look like Twitter was endorsing him as a super important person because celebrities are the only ones who really get verified. And so, you know, you, Jennifer Horn, aren't verified, I'm not verified, but yet someone who's a white nationalist who's organizing a rally of white supremacy, they get verified. So I can understand the outrage that a lot of Twitter users felt. So, and I think Jack Dorsey from Twitter completely gets it, and I think they're going to have to come up with a whole new system for actually verifying people, or not verifying anybody at all, and everyone's equal.
Right, and I think that that's right. I mean, relook at the system, of course. I still don't hold Twitter responsible for knowing what every single account is up to.
Right.
I mean, they need to have an algorithm that will say, hey, these guys are looking to do terrorist activity, or these guys,
right.
I mean, yes, they can do something like that. But, you know, if for some reason I go nuts one day and I have a check mark by my name, that's not Twitter's fault. I mean,
exactly.
You know, that shouldn't be their problem. All right, interesting stuff there. What else is going on? You've got Facebook also in the news. They seem to be inching in on Craigslist, which I haven't looked at Craigslist in 1,000 years. Are they still doing things on that site?
You know, Craigslist, I think at this point, is just a sex hookup site because people don't really, you know, Airbnb has taken over a lot of apartment listings. And so, like, where the short-term vacation rentals on Craigslist used to be, that's now a kind of Airbnb territory. And Facebook has now taken over hundreds of thousands of housing rentals on its marketplace section. So now users could previously post apartment listings, but now they actually allow you, like Craigslist, to browse through various items. And again, this is all Facebook's attempt to keep people on their platform as long as possible. So they've teamed up with Apartment List and Zumper. Those are real estate listing sites. And so now Facebook will be pulling listings from those sites. So you really don't have to go anywhere. You can just stay right on Marketplace. You can also order food for delivery. You can send or request money like Venmo. Travel planning tools, suggesting attractions and restaurants and nightlife, and even like an eBay type thing is also on Facebook's marketplace. So Facebook learned that they just can't connect people who went to high school anymore. I mean, it needs to be a whole lot more, and they're doing it, which is great.
It's a way for them to keep people there on their platform. All right, Google also is in the news today. Hashtag Tech Talk. You can avoid waiting for a table using Google. That's pretty cool.
This is a very cool thing. So when you search a restaurant, when you scroll down to the listing after it tells you, you know, the website and the menu option, usually from, you know, from Yelp or whatever, you can also scroll all the way to the bottom of that page, and it will tell you the most popular times that this restaurant is busy. So you can actually even go by the hour, and it will tell you when you can go and not wait for a table. So anytime I can not wait for a table, I'm all about
that.
This new Google tool.
Yeah, that's why you're doing brunch at 2 o'clock, right?
Exactly. No
way. Crowd. All right, good stuff. Tech Talk here on the DJV Show. Hashtag Tech Talk at DJVShow.com. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.